Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, we got disconnected somehow. Maybe the hackers are trying to trace our calls. So that is the reason why it is, you know, like this. So just allow me some moment. We are still working on it. Yeah, put me on speaker. Have you received any message from the bank?
No, nothing.
You there?
Yes.
Now maybe you will receive one more text message on your wife's mobile phone with a netcode, because the previous netcode has been expired. Alright? So once you receive that netcode, just do let me know. Alright?
Yeah.
Now you will gonna receive that message. Check your wife's mobile phone. There should be a net code which we have sent it to you.
I haven't come through yet.
Okay, no messages yet. All right, now just be on that page. Okay, now could you just tell me that when did you last time you went to your bank for the last time?
Not for months.
Not for months. Well, now you haven't had any calls from the bank even, right?
No.
Okay. Now as I can see that I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney, and I have asked them what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account. Now, they have confirmed it to me since yesterday there are 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. I'll let you know the figures as well so that you can make a note of it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the first transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, the first transaction was about, that is yesterday in the morning, the first transaction was about $32,000. That is your everyday offset account, the account number ending with 5472. All right. The first transaction was about $32,000. That is yesterday in the morning. Have you make a note of it?
Yes.
And the second transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is yesterday in the afternoon at 2:30, that is $25,000 which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. And the last transaction and the most recent transaction is today's morning that has been tried to be made and attempted, that is $20,000 which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. But whosoever all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank. So that means till that time you haven't lost any single money till now. Okay? Now you haven't lost any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money is in safe. Because these were the transactions which has already been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account already, correct? Because you have told me that you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction in the last few couple of days, correct?
Correct.
So I have raised a question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't you received any calls from the bank regarding any transactions? Because you have mentioned to me earlier that you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I have raised the same question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't you received any calls from the bank regarding any transaction? Now, they have confirmed it to me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account because you haven't done any internet banking transactions from the since yesterday, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I have raised a question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't you received any calls from the bank? Now, they have confirmed it to me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. It was a branch transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your Commonwealth Bank itself. Do you got that?
Yeah.
Okay. And all these transactions has been made and attempted. And all these transactions has been approved from the local branch employees of your Commonwealth Bank itself. Do you got that? And do you know what does that mean?
What does that mean?
That means they have suspect that there were some person inside the bank of your bank, inside the bank of your local branch of your Commonwealth Bank itself, who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you, like, which bank you normally visited to? Is it in Kamata that you normally visited to? Kamata, right.
Yeah.
It is in Woolmore Road, Kamata, 6714,
yeah.
Right? Now, yeah. As we have suspect the fraud department of your bank where have been spoken with, they have suspect that all these transactions has been made and attempted out of your local branch of your Commonwealth Bank itself. So that means they have suspect that there were some person who are working for the bank and who are helping the hackers and passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because there are a couple of things which indicates that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. The first one is that if this, there would be no employee's involvement in this case, then why doesn't they give you a call back before they authorize any transaction, correct?
Yes.
Because you haven't had any calls from the bank. And the second one is that if this transaction has been made an attempt, then how come without your permission they are approving this transaction? Right?
Yes.
So these are the two things which is definitely indicates that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there are lots of employees. There are 10 to 15 employees who are working for the bank. Now, everyone is not the hacker. There might be one or two bank employees who are helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. Now, we don't know that who is the exact employees. It might be anybody. It might be the tailor. It might be the manager. It might be the from the accounts team. It might be anyone. So we don't know that who is the exact person is. Now, then if without any evidence, we can't blame anyone like this, correct? Because there are lots of people are working for the branch. Now, do you think that we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank? Now, that doesn't mean that you can simply go to the bank and ask them who is the person is trying to steal my money. Do you think that the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you that, yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal the money from you? Do you think that?
Probably not. What's going on?
If you will gonna going down to the bank and ask them that who is the hacker is trying to steal my money? Do you think that the person would come and they would gonna confess that, yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal money from you? Do you think that?
I don't know. I can't trust anyone. But
definitely they wouldn't say that, because at the moment we can't able to trust anyone in the bank, correct? And they would never gonna confess that, yes, they are the person who is trying to steal money from you. Understand? They would gonna run away and the whole work will be get busted. Can you able to understand that, or you are just listening to me?
Well, what's going on with the computer?
What do you see on the computer?
It's waiting for the code.
Alright, it has been, we have already provided you, you have already provided us the code, so you just minimize this page now.
Well, we didn't put it in, because that one is expired.
Yeah, that one is expired. That is the reason why we need to do it some other way. So just minimize that page.
I don't know. This is too soft, mate.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. I'm a bit suspicious.
Okay, you see that what you have understand till now, after spoken to me, that what I have explained it to you, what you have understand till now?
Oh, yeah, it all sounds legit.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
It all sounds legit.
Now, do you understand that there was some person inside the bank of your Commonwealth Bank itself who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you, correct?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, do I?
Because there were lots of transactions which has already been made and attempted from your bank account already that I have mentioned. Have you noted down the figures that I have mentioned?
Yes.
Could you just confirm it to me?
32, 25, and 20.
Yeah, these were the three transactions which has already been made and attempted out of your bank account. Now, as I have told you that there were two things which indicate that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. The first one is that if there would be no employee's involvement in this case, then why doesn't they give you a call back before they authorize any transaction? And how come without your permission they are approving the transactions, right? Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand. Hold on, I'll just go in the bank and sort it out.
What? You will gonna going down to the bank and do you think that if you ask them that who is the person is trying to steal your money, the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you that yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal the money from you? Do you think that? They will gonna confess to you that yes, they are the person. Now let me show you something. Now you do one thing. You just log in into your bank.
Yeah, at the moment.
Log in into your bank. I'm going to show you that they have tried to made and attempted some transaction using your personal details, so that you can able to see that whoever is doing this.
Yeah, you told me they might
have
addresses earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to show you that as well, that you see that they have already tried to make some payments from your online banking. And they are trying to send some money to the overseas countries as well. Log in into your account and just let me know. Have you logged in?
Yes, my money's just gone missing now. I don't know, I reckon it could be.
Okay, now I'm going to show you that whoever is trying to steal your money. Now check your pending transactions. You see that somebody from tried to send some money to the overseas countries. Now, these are these bank employees of your bank who is trying to steal the money from your bank account. They have tried to make some transaction. As because it's a fraudulent transaction, so it will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours. So that's what you see, that the money, it is in pending transaction, that they have tried to make this transaction from your end. You got that? Because we have cancelled all these transactions and we have made it on a pending transaction. Okay? If we will gonna authorize the transaction, now the money can be deducted from your bank account. Now they are keep doing the same thing from the last 2 or 3 days, that the transaction that I have mentioned. So these are the transaction they are trying to send to the overseas countries. Do you understand?
Yeah, I don't know if I trust anyone, like, because that code that I gave you was for 4,099 cents.
No, we have, no, with the help of that code, we have cancelled this transaction. You see that it is on pending. Because somebody is trying to make that same transaction of 4,000 to the overseas countries. Now, through that code, we have cancelled that transaction.
Okay.
You understand? Okay? Now, you just log out from the bank and come back to your home screen.
You want me to log off again?
Yeah, log out from the bank.
Yeah. If I keep logging on and logging off, well, fucking the hackers will just get in, won't it?
No, not at all. Like, because your network, it is no longer safe. So we are just working on it. Now, we need to go ahead and we need to catch these hackers. Those are belongs to your bank. Because we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank. But that doesn't mean that you can simply go to the bank and ask them that who is the person who is trying to steal your money. They would never gonna confess to you that they are the person who is trying to steal the money from you. Okay, so for that reason, what I want, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department, I wanted to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that? Hello?
Hello, why don't I just ring up the bank and freeze the account?
That doesn't make any sense. If you do this, you need to understand the whole circumstances. If you have got any doubts in your mind, then you can tell me. What questions you are having in your mind? Can you just tell me?
Well, this is just taking too long and stuff, isn't it? Like, I don't know,
okay, I will gonna make it clear and make sure that if you help us to catch these hackers, I believe that everything will gonna get sorted out within a short moment of time. So we want your cooperation as well to catch these bank employees of your bank as the hackers as well. So what I want, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department, which is based in Sydney, I wanted to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
Yes.
And do you know what freezing your account means?
Do I what? My what?
Do you know what freezing your account means?
Well, you just said... I just said to you that if I go in and freeze the account, well, you said that won't help, then you want to do it.
I don't say that you need to close the account. I said you need to freeze the account. Okay, now just allow me some moment. What I'll do, I'll just communicate with the fraud department of your home bank once again and tell them to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. All right?
All right.
Okay, now just stay on the line. Is there?
Yes.
Congratulations, first of all. We have successfully freeze your account for the next 24 hours. So within next 24 hours, no single money will be gone out from your bank account, right?
Okay.
But only you know about it. I know about it. That is National Crime Agency and the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. They only knows about it. Now, apart from we three, nobody knows that your account is being frozen. According to your local branch employees of your Commonwealth Bank, according to them, it was the same bank account like it was before, from where they are trying to steal the money from you. You got that? According to them, you have got the same bank account from where they are trying to make some transaction out of your bank account. Okay? So, what we need to do, like freezing your bank account won't be the permanent solution. It's just a temporary solution that we are doing. Because we can freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. But after 24 hours, once we will gonna neutralize your account, once we will gonna unfreeze your account the same way like it was before, still the hackers will manage to get all the information of your bank. Because they are belongs to your own bank. Okay? They are belongs to your own Commonwealth Bank itself. So, after tomorrow or day after tomorrow, they can try to do the same thing. And if the hackers will get succeeded, you will be losing all the money out of your bank account. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for that reason, what we need to do, that freezing your account won't be the permanent solution. So, it's just a temporary solution that we are doing. So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and catch these bank employees of your bank, those are trying to compromise into your details, okay? For that reason, what we need to do, we need to make a trap for these bank employees. That how we gonna go ahead and catch these hackers down? And the trap would be a dummy transaction. Now, do you have got any idea about dummy transactions?
No, I don't want any part in it.
I'm sorry?
I don't want any part in it.
I didn't understand.
Nah, I don't know. It seems too...
Okay, just
nah,
have
it a... seems too much of a scam.
Okay.
It seems like a hack itself.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
I don't know, it seems too dodgy.
What is so dodgy? Your bank...
Where are you?
We based in 55 Kent Street, Sydney.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I'm sorry?
I'm over it.
Like, if you don't cooperate with me, then how can I help you further to catch down these hackers down? Tell me. You see that these are the hackers who are trying to compromise into your details. So for that reason, we want your cooperation so that we can help you further.
I really hope you haven't ripped me off, buddy.
I'm just keep asking you, if you have got any questions in your mind, you can able to ask me that what question you are having in your mind. Tell me that what questions you are having. Because you see that this is how we can able to catch down this hacker, sir. And we want your cooperation. And without your any authorization, we can't blame anyone like this. Like without your any cooperation, how can I help you further?
Yeah, I think I'll need to go to the bank and check out.
I'm sorry?
I'll go into the bank.
You don't have to go anywhere. You need... We need your cooperation to catch down the hackers. So that's the reason I'm telling you, I'm keep telling you that the hackers are trying to steal your money every time.
How many,
see that
how many
I'm sorry?
How many people? Or is it only
That's what we are trying to, you know, find it out, the hackers and the bank employees of your bank. Because you are not the only one who are facing this sort of trouble, and I don't know that how many hackers are been involved in the bank. It might be anybody, and I don't know that how many people are involved with these cyber fraud activities. Okay, you don't want thing, you don't have to do anything about it. You just stay on the line and you do one thing, have a glass of water, cup of a tea, and I will gonna help you out how we're gonna catch these hackers. Because we need your cooperation only. Because they have tried to make some transactions for several times. So that is the reason why we are facing this sort of trouble.
Yeah, but you hear stories about this all the time. You hear stories about people getting ripped off all the time, don't you?
Yeah, they are keep doing this. Because the hackers are belong to your own bank. Now, suppose you haven't shared any of your card details and your card information, then how come they are able to do these sort of things?
Well, I don't know. I think Commonwealth should have gone on to me.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't know. Under favor.
Just think
can we
about
it. Part?
No, like, can you just think about it? Just sit back and relax for a moment. You don't have to you don't have to do anything about it. Just stay on the line and give me 5 to 10 minutes more. Okay? Let me see that what we can do about it. Okay? Just be on the line. Put me on speaker and just sit back and relax. I will gonna let you know that what you need to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Yep. And by what time your wife will be come?
3 o'clock.
Okay. Alright. Okay, maybe I need to have a word with your wife as well, because if I can able to, you know, understand in both of you, then it would be a good thing to catch down these hackers. Okay? I'm gonna let you know that what we need to do. Okay, so just stay on the line, give me some time. I'm gonna let you know. you there?
Yes.
I thought we got disconnected. Stay on the line, I'll be right back to you shortly. Now, are you be handy with your wife's mobile phone at the moment?
Yes.
Now, as I have told you that yesterday that the transaction which the hackers have tried to be made, now we need to cancel that transaction, all right? Now, you will gonna receive that code on your mobile phone, on your wife's mobile phone, okay? Now, once you receive that message, you need to open up that message quickly, okay? So, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm sending you the text message. Now, check your wife's mobile phone. You have received that text message on the app as a net code. Have you received it?
Yes.
Yeah, confirm me with the code.
633123.
Open up that message. What is it showing you as net code?
Oh, no. That code.
Yeah.
341
right?
Oh man, I don't know about this. This is fucked.
Like, what is showing to you? Maybe you have sending the netcode wrong, alright? Just log in into your wife's account, log in into the app properly.
Nah, I'm over this. I'm. Yep.
Okay, log in into the app properly and read it out for me. What do you see?
The net code is 341470.
It just do one thing. Look at the top. Can you see? Can you see? It says log off. Log off and log in again, and you will gonna receive the new text message, the new net code. Once you logged in, just do let me know. Have you logged in?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you see?
An unusual login detected.
Yeah, now can you see any net code?
No.
What it says? What are the options do you see? Just read it out for me.
There's no options.
And any option do you see allow or something like that?
No.
So what do you exactly see on your screen? Just read it out for me.
Nothing. Hi, Melinda. Unusual logon detected.
And apart from that, any net code do you see over there?
No.
You haven't received any net code?
I gotta go.
Okay, just give me 1 minute more. Just log off. Give a click on log off. Okay, this is the last time that you need to do. Give a click on log off once. Give a click on log off. And I will gonna send you. I'm sorry?
I'm going.
Give me 1 minute more, alright?
No,
this is the last time. This is the last time that you need to do.
I'm just nervous and down.
Okay, this is the last time. Just give me 1 minute.
No, see ya.